Usually with morning vibes, I like to start out with ooh, hear that? I like to start off with some coffee because it's morning time when I'm, recording, but today it's a late night. I'm gonna have some Jameson. Now that's how you start a podcast. Woo. Yes, sir. Oh, man, I'm tired, but I feel good. What's going on, everyone, and welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Of course, why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to my beautiful melodic voice? I just gotta get this out of the way. Selfie sticks. Does anybody use them? And if I make fun of you for using them, is it really gonna hurt your feelings? I mean, come on, it's a selfie stick. In this episode, I'm gonna dive into a couple of things. One, I just got back. I feel like every other episode, I'm saying I just got back from somewhere. Well, I just got back from somewhere again. I just got back from being in Texas. It was a good reason, a little bit of work, a little bit of vacation, a little bit of family, a little bit of friends, a little bit of fun. But I am back. I didn't mean to yell in the microphone there, but, cover your ears. So, also, this episode, I'm going to dive into, I finally, I'm being set up. I got my little cousins, my little family members trying to set me up with a girl. Right? I mean, I think she's like around 11 years old, and she's trying to set me up with someone. I'm like, okay, I see you. I appreciate it. What else is going on here? Oh, my computer's making noises. That's what's going on. But also, I want to, get into why I made this podcast, why I started podcasting, and how I feel like it's going to start evolving and start changing. Maybe for the better, maybe for the worse. Who knows? And finally, the last thing I'm going to be getting into is I finally gave Sammy my eggplant. Here we go. Let's get into
it's
it.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
Where to start? 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 Well, let's start. I think it's a good thing to address this, where I was gone, where I was, why I was gone in Texas, what I was doing there, and why I'm so happy about it, and kind of sad at the same time. Sad, and I don't know if it's sad is a good word, but it's what I'm going to use right now. So sad. I was gone in Austin, Texas, because my cousin got married. That's right. My cousin, who is one probably the closest family member to me, besides my mother, of course, but is probably the closest family member to me, got married. She is exactly 4 months younger than me, and I am exactly 4 months wiser than her. I said it. So with her wedding coming up, I wanted to, of course, film it. That's what I love doing. I think I'm pretty good at it. I think you guys think I'm pretty good at it, and I enjoy doing it. And if I can do something for a family member like this, I'm going to do it. It's something that I feel like I'm creative at, and I like to, express that creativity or whatever it is. It's what I do. It's my gift, right? It's my wedding gift. In the beginning, it didn't go so smooth. I remember I was in Florida at the time, and just dropping some city names here, but I was in Florida when she first called me up. She called me up and she told me about how she had met this guy and they're in love and blah, 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 and they're gonna get married, right? Cool. Here's the thing. Her and I have had a pact that when we got older, which I guess we're older now, but when, we're like old and gray, which I guess I have some gray hairs now, but I think of older as in, like, aunts and uncles age, mom and dad's age and stuff like that. But when we got older, I feel like maybe 60s, yeah, 60s, 60s, 70s, something good, we were going to grow old together. This is my cousin. This is my closest person to me. And we were supposed to live in a community together. We had, I don't know if we did, but I had these plans to where we were going to, live together when we're older. Because she was single for a long time. I was single for a long time. And we're like, you know what? Why don't we just live together? Because we are the favorite cousins of each other. And it's going to be family time all the time. Then she had to go and ruin it by meeting some dude in the army. I don't think he's in the army. Or he might be in the army. I think he's in the service of some sort. I don't know how it works. But she ended up meeting some dude. They fell in love after 7 months, I believe, and they're getting married. A lot of people say, well, that's really quick. Yeah, no, I agree. That is pretty quick. And that was my first reaction because I don't know this dude. And she had been, not really serious about anybody for a long time, right? Because we're up there in our ages, and all of a sudden some dude comes along and your favorite person, your cousin, is engaged to this person whom you've never met. Granted, they live in Texas right now, but you've never met or never heard anything about. Of course you're gonna have some reservations. So I was a little taken back, but of course I wanted to support her because I love her. And she told me the first wedding date, and I was already booked that day because only like a month or so away, but I wanted to make it work. So I was able to find someone to replace me for the date that she had first told me. I think it was May 8th is what the first date was going to be. So I found somebody to replace me. I was able to move things around, and everything was great. I got my plane tickets, and I was ready to go. I called her back. I was all excited. I'm like, hey, I got it covered. I'm able to go. And she's like, yay, we're all excited. We're going to see you. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be so happy to see you get married, right? Then I would say about, a couple weeks later or something like that. Maybe a week later. I'm not even sure what it was. But not too long after, she's like, well, we're going to change it to another date. The wedding industry, I can't just change a date, right? Because there's people who have already booked, who are already planning on getting married, who have already expecting to see a certain person there. And I get it that this is her wedding and she's very fluid. I feel like the planning was very fluid, and long story short, she changed the dates a couple of times on me, and every single time that she changed it, I was trying to, accommodate so I could get out there because I want to be there for the wedding. But I don't think she realizes how much of a strain it was on me to do so financially as well as logistically. So she finally did pick a date, and there was a little tension there with that part, but she finally picked a date, which was July 3rd, and I was able to get everything moved around, switched, covered, blah, 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 all that good stuff, and I flew out there. I flew out there for the wedding. I flew out to Austin, Texas. It's the first time I've been out to Austin, Texas, and I thought it was pretty cool. I enjoyed Austin. I have cousins that live out there, obviously, and a bunch of people flew in for the wedding, her family, well, her friends, and of course our family. The first two nights I stayed with three of my cousins, I should say, because their daughter is my cousin also. It's a first cousin once removed, but it's the same thing, it's my cousin. And I stayed there with them. I don't remember what we did the first couple of nights. I'm sure we did something. I know Dave and I did some drinking. I know I saw his studio. Shout out to A Dark Halo, by the way. He is the lead singer of A Dark Halo, and they are doing some crazy things with music right now. If you get a chance, go check them out. It's A Dark Halo. It's metal music. So if you're into metal music, and even if you're not into metal music, I would say go check them out because it's my cousin, and I think they're doing great things. So we did some drinking, we did some partying at the house, and that's at the. I'm getting text messages. I'm sorry. I should turn my phone up, turn my phone off, but money don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? So after that, I picked up my mom. She flew out. I picked my mom from the airport. Picked her up. Had a rental car, of course. And we drove out to a town called Salado, Texas. Salado, Texas. That's right. That's where the wedding was going to be at. And we got out there. We went to an Airbnb. We checked in. We also, all the family was in that area as well. So we got to see everybody. So I got to see people from California, people from Arizona, people from Michigan, of course, and Texas people. Yeah, it was kind of like a, not an exclusive party, but we have a huge family, but there's only like, not everybody was able to go or able to make it. I'm not sure how it worked. I just know that the whole family wasn't there. I'm glad I was there. So out in Salado, we got together for a little family barbecue. It was also one of my little cousins' birthday. He was six, I believe, or five? Six, yes. And after that, the next day, my mother and I, we drove out to, she didn't know we were going there, but we drove out to Waco, Texas. Now, you're probably thinking, "What? Damn, why are you going out to Waco?" Well, because if you don't know, that is where Chip and Joanna Gaines live. That's where they do the show Fixer Upper or the new show Welcome Home. And they have their Magnolia Farm there. Magnolia Bakery, Magnolia Farms, Magnolia the Silos, you know, there's Magnolia, Magnolia Table, everything's out there. So I surprised my mom because I know how much she loves the show, and I know how much she loves Chip and Joanna from that show, and I didn't tell her we were going. We were just kind of driving, and she's just looking out the window. She's just like reading signs. I don't know if your mom or your parents do that, but she was just like reading every sign. So she's like, "Oh, Super 8 car wash. Oh, there is this store here. Oh, there is, oh wait." And then she reads the Magnolia table where they made the breakfast spot. She's like, "Oh, that's where they do that. That's where they made the show." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Oh my God, what a treat." So we got out, we took pictures, we, you know, a couple of tourists there. We also went down to where the Silos were at, which was pretty cool. It's cool, I mean, I like the show too, and it was pretty cool to be in a spot that you saw on TV. So I thought that was pretty sweet. Next day was the wedding. We got up early. Well, I got up early. Well, no, we both got up early. We got up at 6:30 in the morning. And I drove over to where my cousin was at while she was getting ready. And, you know, it's a normal routine. It's a normal routine in the morning for me. I went into work mode, and I got the shots that I needed. I drove over to where her fiancé was at, and I got the shots that I needed. And the ceremony was great. And the ceremony was even extra special this time because you have me, meaning you, me. I had family members involved in the readings at the church and bringing the flowers and the flower girl, ring bearer. I thought that part was pretty cool to have your actual family members involved in that thing. I apologize for my computer here. It keeps telling me, I don't know if it's an alarm or not, but it was cool to see all my family members do the readings and stuff like that. Especially, well, it's also cool for my cousin to get married. Blah, blah. I gotcha. Next up, wedding's done. Well, we went to reception. We danced, partied. My other cousin, whom I stayed with in Austin, he ended up having to DJ. And I remember him talking about it beforehand, to where my cousin gave him a playlist on Spotify, and she's like, "Oh yeah, all you gotta do is play this music." Now, being a former DJ, someone giving me a Spotify list or someone giving me a list of music, it doesn't fly, because what happens if no one dances to your music? Everybody thinks that their music is the best music ever. You got the best playlist ever, right? But what happens when your playlist sucks? What happens when your playlist doesn't work? You know, not everyone has the same taste as you. And for those of you who go on about, "It's my wedding, I don't care, I want my music to play." Yeah, I guarantee you, if no one's dancing, you're gonna want music that'll get people dancing. Trust me. I've talked to every stubborn person there is about this. You're gonna want people to dance. So, it's not a wedding is not time for you to hear how eclectic your music choices are. Not saying that this was the case. I'm just going back to my old DJ days and remembering what I went through with some brides. So I go back to this awesome wedding, or this my cousin's wedding. My cousin, who was getting married, gave music on a Spotify list to my other cousin, who ended up bringing, you know, equipment and stuff to be able to play the music. And of course, I brought microphones so that we could use it for speeches, because none of this was going to happen. There was going to be really no speeches, no music, no nothing, hadn't, you know, family members stepped in. Because I think my cousin had one way envisioning in her head how it was going to go, and it didn't really go that way, because people care about him and love her, and people, you know, they want the best for us. So people stepped up, and we did what we did because we love them. Where was I going with that? I guess he ended up DJing the night where he didn't really expect to be DJing, and he's all like, "All right, what song do I play?" And I was there like, "All right, now play this song." I'm like, "Hey, we should try this song." And he's like, "Oh yeah, that's good. And this, in him being a metal guy, which is funny because I'm suggesting things like, "Oh yeah, play Backstreet Boys, everybody." He's like, "Oh yeah, that's great. That's a great song." So to have a metal guy get down to Backstreet Boys, everybody, is funny and great at the same time. The wedding went well. Wedding was a success. I had a good time at the Airbnb. The Airbnb was like a quaint little house. I think someone lives there when they're not running it out for Airbnb, because it has pictures of like grandchildren and family members, and like it still had like their clothing in there and stuff like that, like personal items. So I'm pretty sure people live there when Airbnb guests like myself are not there. Either way, I had a good time. So yeah, that was the trip in for the wedding. After the wedding, I drove my mom back to the airport. A friend of mine from Arizona, she was very nice, and she drove my mother back from where we were in Salado back to the airport, which is about an hour drive. And I think it was very nice of her, because I also know that my mom probably talked her ear off in the nicest way possible, because I know she was a little nervous. My mom's not a big flyer anymore, so I think she was a little nervous, and I think she might have, you know, helped cope with her nervousness by adding chatter to the car ride. So I appreciate it. I know my mom does too. After my mom left, went to the airport, and after my friend left, went to the airport. It was 4th of July, July 4th. So what did we do? We hung around and watched fireworks. We drove around to a special spot that apparently there's a bunch of people at this special spot, and we lit fireworks. and we celebrated July 4th, America style, right? Funny thing is, during this time, another one of my cousins, I guess I can name names because they're not even know who it is. Well, you can go for the last name. Who cares? All right, so my cousin Sarah. Sarah is married to my cousin John, who's in the military. So my cousin Sarah is, you know, talking to me, and she's holding one of her babies, and she goes, "So, I know your mom was talking about my mom." She goes, "I know your mom was talking about being single and not being married yet. I have a friend that I can introduce you to in California." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I see where this is going." And she's all like, "Well, I'm just saying, I could introduce you. She's beautiful. She has a child, and I think she's recently divorced." She didn't say she thinks she's recently divorced. She said, "I'm saying I think that's what she said." So Sarah told me she's good looking. She has a kid, and she's recently divorced. I said, "Okay." I go, "I guess I'll just have to come out to California then, huh?" She goes, "Yeah, why don't you just come out to California." Then my little cousin, she's like, "Yeah, you should come out to California." I mean, she really wants me to come out and visit her and hang out with her, and I would love to. That's you know, that's my girl. John and Sarah's first daughter there, she's great. She's awesome. And she really wants me to come out to California, which I'm fine with. I mean, I'm fine with being set up too, I think. So I wanted to see pictures of this girl, right? Who wouldn't? But they didn't have any pictures on her at the time. But what they don't know is I went on Facebook to see who this girl was. Yeah, she's cute. I don't know if it's exactly, you know, I don't know if we're exactly each other's style, but, you know, yeah, she was cute, and I know I look good, there's no issue there. Next day, after July 4th, one of my cousins and I, we went down to downtown Austin, and he showed me around. It was really cool. He showed me where his studio is at, where they do music videos and all that good stuff. I went down to the University of Austin, Texas, the university on campus. Campus is what it's called. And walked around. Very cool. Bought some t-shirts. I digress. That's what happened in my trip. I want to talk to you about a conversation I had with my uncle. Well, how do I get to this part? Before I get to that, let me tell you a reason why I created this podcast. One of the main reasons is I enjoy it. I used to be on, you know, the radio here in Detroit. And I enjoy being on the radio. I enjoy having people listening, I guess. And maybe it's vain. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a vanity thing, vain thing. I mean, but I also like to have an outlet. I like to have a place to where I can, you know, express how I'm feeling, express, you know, different kind of funny skits that I do without any kind of record from family members or friends, right? So I purposefully, this is during COVID times, I made this podcast during COVID, as you guys know, my OG listeners, you guys know that I've made this podcast during my during COVID, and it was a place that I didn't advertise to family, because I'm sure, like in most families, everybody's got an opinion. Everyone has an opinion to tell you what you're doing correctly, what you're doing wrong, what you shouldn't be doing, what you should be doing, right? And I love this podcast because it had I had an outlet to where I could say things and be different. Maybe not like not so much an entertainer, but so much where I could. It's kind of like people who paint, people who have poetry, people who write songs. That's their outlet. That's what they give themselves to. I like giving myself to this podcast right now, and I feel like if I know certain people or certain groups who are listening, I have to stop. I'm going to start editing myself because I already know that I'm going to get phone calls or text messages saying, "Oh, I can't believe you said that. Well, do you really mean that? I can't. Why do you feel that way?" And my whole life, I feel like it's been like that to a certain degree. Not with everybody in the family, not with everybody who's family or friends, but when it's well known what you're doing and what you're saying and how you feel, it's like I don't want to have to field these questions all the time. So I digress. At the wedding, somehow one of my family members that wasn't at the wedding told me that he had told somebody at the wedding, you know, about my podcast. Though that family member did not know. They were unaware that I had a podcast. And my mother was unaware that I had a podcast. So there's a bunch of people who were unaware that I had a podcast. And that was by design. That wasn't by accident. I'm not keeping it from people because it's a secret. I'm just not sharing it because that's by design. I like to know where and whom is listening. And I like to be able to control that. Maybe it was naive of me to think that it was going to stay that way, but, and I'm sure the people didn't do it maliciously, it's just, I feel like what I'm going to be saying in the future might be a little bit censored, because now I know more people of the family is listening, or more people of my close friends are listening. So one person that was not at the wedding had told me that he told somebody at the wedding that, you know, about my podcast, and then that family member had no idea. And of course, during the wedding festivities, that person let a bunch of people know. And then a bunch of people wanted to know where they could find, you know, this podcast, because all of a sudden, now they had no clue about it, and now they know where to find it, and now they know I have a podcast. I remember sitting down with my mom. She goes, "Oh, yeah, I heard that you have a podcast." Uh-huh. So now, and with my mom, she's not technologically savvy, but all of a sudden, she starts following me on Instagram. She starts following me on all these other social medias, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Oh, I just saw your name, so I just hit follow." I need space, people. I need to have an outlet. I need to be able to express myself without worrying that I'm going to hurt someone's feelings, without worrying that I'm going to hurt someone's viewpoints in something. And I know with this circle of family members and close friends that I have, someone's feelings are going to get hurt, and someone's going to have a problem with what I'm saying. So I'm going to try not to censor myself, but how that goes, right? Now, there is a really important question I have to know. Selfie sticks. Yeah. Someone asked me if I use a selfie stick, and I said no, because I'm not a 17-year-old teenage girl anymore. Anymore or ever, but you know what I mean. I'm not a 17-year-old teenage girl. And I feel like they got a little offended because they looked at me and they're like, "Well, what do you do if you need to take a picture?" Well, I said, "Well, if I need someone to take a picture, I'm going to get Steve over there in the back of the room, and I'm going to have Steve take a picture for me. And that person said, well, what if Steve's not there? I said, I'll ask Greg. I understood his point. But selfie sticks are something that are, you know, in the past. It's like 5, 6, 7 years old. And I asked that person how long they've had their selfie stick and when was the last time they used it. And they said, well, I haven't used it for the last 5 years. I go, exactly. And they said, well, just because, well, he goes, what would you use if you didn't have it? And I said, I wouldn't use anything because I don't use a selfie stick. I can, I said, if you want to take a picture, you just post up your phone against something and hit the timer. Okay, what if you don't have anything to post it up on? I go, well, I guess you need a selfie stick then. He goes, exactly. Okay. No one uses a selfie stick. Just so you know, no one uses a selfie stick anymore. And if you would like to use a selfie stick, I say more power to you. But I'm not using a selfie stick. That's how I feel about selfie sticks. I hope selfie stick sponsors my next podcast because I gave them a ringing endorsement. Also, I've been waiting a long time for this, but I finally, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. I finally gave Sammy my eggplant. Well, actually, I use those questions for my get to know me tags.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Because I need people to get to know me.
Mm-hmm. I know nothing about you.
Oh, well, my name is Bam. Oh, look what it says. Start off with a shot of Jameson.
Oh,
I will do that.
Shocking.
Let me just get the...
Haven't been down this rodeo before. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
See, it isn't bad with the skin on, especially cooked this way.
Yeah.
Because it really doesn't change it.
Jameson Black Barrel. Mm. Jameson should sponsor me.
They should. They should have been sponsoring you.
Right? As much as I shout them out and wear their gear and...
All the things.
You make decisions under their influence.
You love Ireland.
Right.
Like all the things.
Man, here you go. Cheers.
Cheers. Glad to be back.
Eggplant and Jameson. That's a combo right there. Cool. It's been so long since I've seen you. What have you been up to?
You know, not really too much.
I know you said you had a story for me.
Which one?
I don't know. You said before we started the podcast, you're like, I got to tell you something, but I'm saving it for the podcast.
Oh, shit. I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Just curious what it was.
I forgot.
Well, it's a fatty. Look at this guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What was it?
I don't know. Is it in your notes?
I mean, I have a lot of notes, but are you sure you didn't say that? Because you did say that.
Yeah. Oh, I did say it. Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna tell you. That's when last time when I told you about the punching the window thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but then you were like starting to tell me something. You're like, I'll tell you, but I want to save it.
No, I don't think I did. I have no clue, Dan. I mean, let me see here.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to force you to tell me.
Maybe I was just going to tell you about something I'm doing.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, wait, that's part of what we're going to talk about. So, yeah, let's just.
Just skip that one?
Let's skip that for now because I don't know.
I am curious. Here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if you've ever had something like this happen.
Okay.
I don't know if this happens to females.
Probably does. We probably just don't talk about it. But right. What?
But I'm going to talk about it with you.
Do it.
So, before GPS was a thing, I'm sure GPS was a thing. But do you ever have? I don't know if you were old enough to have the where you print out directions.
Yeah, MapQuest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So, my buddy and I, we drove from Michigan out to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Recently, or is this like a...
This is during MapQuest time.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know where we were at, but our rule was wherever we were at midnight, we would stop in that city and have a drink.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay. Yeah, didn't matter, because one time we were in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
One time we were in Denver.
Okay.
You know, and, let me tell you about the Denver one. I'll tell you about that one in a minute. But,
okay.
Just remind me, Denver midnight road trip.
Got it.
Okay, Denver midnight. Okay. So, I don't know where we were at. I don't think we were at, it probably wasn't midnight time. This is probably like 4 a.m. at this point. I don't know what time it was, but it was late. Mm-hmm. It was early. I don't know. It all is the same time when you're doing a road trip.
Okay.
It was dark out. We went to Burger King. We got to the Burger King because we were hungry, mm-hmm. and they were open.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's one of those Burger Kings that are 24 hours, if it was on the road trip. I don't know if on the road you're open 24 hours. I don't know how what works, but it was, mm-hmm. I feel like it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I have no clue.
Well, if it's like a truck stop, I think those, you know.
It was like a Burger King.
No, but truck stops can have like, sometimes there's like, on road trips, there's like little towns, like mini towns where there's gas stations, convenience stores.
Right.
And it's all for just like a pit stop. So maybe it was one of those, because a lot of those are open 24 hours because of truckers.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it was a Burger King. I know that.
Okay.
So we go in there, mm-hmm. get some food. We stopped there specifically because I had to poop.
Okay.
It was a one that your leg is going numb and you're just praying as you're driving that you see a road sign that says, you know, gas station or a food place.
Yeah.
Next exit or whatever. And I feel like, I feel like it was like 100 miles before I saw this, you know, because, you know, like, or people like are thirsty in the desert, mm-hmm. and they see like a palm tree and like a little pond and like, oh my God, there it is. Yeah. I feel like that's what was going on. The excitement level.
Yeah.
It was actually there.
Yeah.
So we get in there. He's going to go order food.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the counter. Oh, I go straight to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's time to do work.
Do the do.
Right. Do some work. So I don't know how to do this without getting graphic. So I'm not going to get graphic. I'm going to try and be specific.
Okay.
It's like when you're driving someplace, you can't wait to get home so you can go to the bathroom, and your body is just holding out until you get to someplace where it's safe.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was safe.
Oh, no. It was locked, wasn't it?
No, it was open.
Okay. I thought the bathroom was going to be locked.
But I get to the bathroom. I'm ready to do some work.
Yeah.
There's no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And my body was right on the verge of deciding that it's time for bathroom time versus still using its muscles to hold everything together.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in full commitment mm-hmm. level for my body yet. So I was able to pull it together.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was sweating.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the counter where my buddy was ordering food. And I cut him off. As he's like, I'll have a number, you know, I have a number one with it. Excuse me. There's no toilet paper in the bathroom. I need some toilet paper.
Yeah.
And they're and I'm laughing at it now because they don't know that we're together.
Mm-hmm.
So all they see is some guy coming out of the bathroom interrupting
this guy.
Right.
Oh, sir.
So they're like, okay, no problem. And I think they could see in my face how like, stressed
how
I was.
You needed this.
Right. So they in this one of the, and so they went around and they're like, all right, no problem, we'll bring it. So they bring it, and it's one of those rolls that are like industrial size, like mm-hmm. the big circle thing, you know. And so we get into the bathroom, and the beginning toilet paper is always hard to start to find.
Yeah.
So he's like the guy who's there. He's like trying to find it. He's trying to
give me the whole roll.
My colon is like shaking.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, I grabbed it from him. I'm like, I got it.
I'll do this.
Right. I'm glad we were like podunk wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure that's a story that this person is telling on his podcast somewhere. So I was curious if you ever had like a a problem like that.
Okay, so besides the fact that girls don't poop, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, when I was pregnant, I have kind of like a funny story. Mm. When I was pregnant with my second kid, we were doing our maternity shoot. So, like, I'm big. I am, like...
Like, shoot? Like, photo shoot?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Like, pregnancy photo shoot.
Okay.
So, I'm big. I'm, like, you know, ready to pop. But mm-hmm. You do those shoots, you know, just a couple of weeks before your due date. So, I'm all large and in charge. And we were doing it at... I believe it was Stony Creek.
Okay.
And we were walking up...
Is it the same photographer that I hooked up with or a different photographer?
You hooked up there?
No.
Just kidding.
This is the same photographer that I hooked you up with for the first shoot that we did.
No, I don't think so, because okay. I think this was my first shoot with her.
Okay.
What was her name?
Rachel?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, no, those were beautiful pictures. Those were our family pictures.
Right.
No. This is Shelby, but...
Shelby single?
No.
Yeah, I figured. All Shelbys that I know are taken.
But, so it was my first time having a, like, photo shoot with her. And we're, like, walking up this dirt road that is, like, on an incline. And I'm just, like, you know, walking my pregnant self up there. And I start slowing down. And Pat and Brantley are, like, up. And I start slowing down. Not because I couldn't keep up. I mean, I was struggling anyways. But I, like, pull her to the side. I'm like, listen, I'm, like, sweating. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get sick, if I have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I didn't know, like, how to feel because I didn't know what was going on. Like, uh-huh. And she made me feel, honestly, so sweet. She made me feel really calm. She's like, okay. So she's like, over there is a bathroom. She's like, so the bathrooms are there. She's like, we can just stop. She's like, I'll tell the guys to go up there. You know, Brantley and my husband. She's like, I'll tell the guys to go up there and tell them that I'm going to do like a couple little pictures of you. And I'm like, all right. So honestly, we stopped for a couple seconds. And I think like the relief that I had a way out, I felt completely better. Like I don't know if it was nerves because, you know, like, It all just went away. Like, I was like, oh, I feel better now. And she's like,
yeah,
sometimes
my underwear is too tight. I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, like she's like, are you sure you're fine? I'm like, yeah. I think it was just like the panic that I was out in the woods and I wasn't gonna know where I was gonna go, and like it was just scary. But I ended up being perfectly fine. I didn't even have to go to the bathroom. So,
well, I'm gonna go back and look at those pictures and be like, oh, you had to poop here.
I know, they're very cute, but now you know the backstory.
Oh, now it is time for the wings.
We're getting married? The rings?
Wings.
Oh. I was like, the rings.
Man. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, aren't you already married?
I am. You were there, so.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Made a beautiful wedding video. Oh,
it's a good
Thank
time.
You.
You're welcome. So, on this one here, I have 10 questions.
Okay.
I'm going to do the wings with you.
While we do the questions?
Yeah, we're going to take a wing. We're going to, you can either finish it, you can just bite it,
okay.
Whatever you want, and then you answer the question.
Okay.
If you don't want to answer the question,
I
you
have
to Shai Jameson.
Oh.
So, I mean, none of these are hard, none of these are so
hard. I was going to say, what are they?
Right.
How many shots do I have to take?
I just wanted to have some kind of
sort of punishment.
Right.
I know, you're all about the punishment.
Not since college. No.
Do you have? Oh, it's a dog.
So okay. Just choose whatever one you want.
I'm a flats kind of girl.
Me too.
You're a girl?
Well, not type of girl, but a flats.
Okay, I went for the wet. The other one's a dry rub, I see.
Is it? Oh, it is.
Like
okay,
it.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, well, maybe it's just dry now at this point. Because
it's been a minute. No, that's totally... No, membrane. Whatever. Doesn't
All right,
matter.
So before you... Oh, no, I guess we can... Let me just get to my questions here. Ooh.
Oh, the ranch isn't open. Did you try it? Did you get a little tasty taste?
That's habanero. That's habanero.
Mango habanero or just habanero?
Mango habanero.
Mm. That was one of my favorites at Buffalo Wild Wings until I couldn't hang anymore, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I just tasted my fingers. It's not that bad, actually.
But so I'm an adult. So many jokes to be made with that one. But I'll just leave it be.
Since I'm an adult, I really don't need ranch.
Well,
no,
I used to be an adult until I got, you know, it's funny, actually, when you sent me that text message, I was pulling out of my driveway and I went back in the text message that you got the wings. And I went back in my driveway and I went and got antacids.
So, I have some Tums.
I thought you might, yeah, but like the flavored, I just wanted to like be prepared.
Berry ones, different assorted berries.
Yeah. Mine are in the car, so I mean, it's just like leaving them at home because.
Do you get antacids or you get
acid reflux?
Acid reflux?
Not often.
Okay.
But I feel like.
Well, I didn't give you.
You know what I just realized? We're doing a wing challenge.
It's not typically, not technically. It's not my seven wings in heaven challenge.
No.
Oh.
I've been vegetarian.
Huh?
I've been vegetarian for the last like two.
How do you?
Oh my god! Okay, I can do the
no. This?
Okay, no, I can do the wing challenge because I've actually had a couple slip ups just recently, and I ate beef jerky today because my son made me try it.
Okay,
so it's not like a strict thing, but it was for a while. So now it's kind of just like a personal thing because before it was because COVID.
Well,
when I had COVID back in October.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't.
Okay.
I mean, you told me we were doing this and right. I didn't say anything. So you have no reason to feel bad.
Okay, good.
But I had COVID back in October and like meat started tasting really spoiled. Mm-hmm. So I stopped eating it because of that.
Okay.
So, I mean, my senses came back for a couple months and then they went all out of whack. Well, meat tastes good again, so I've been dabbling, but I'm trying to have a hot girl summer, so I was like, all right, I've been losing weight, let's keep this little waist snatched.
Okay.
But I'm gonna eat these wings still. It's just funny because I didn't even realize until I went to just go for it.
Well, hopefully it doesn't mess up your status as a vegetarian.
No, I'll be fine.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think I get to call myself a vegetarian after this, but I can still say that I eat a mostly vegetarian diet.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay.
So here we go. You ready for the first one here?
Yep. Just going to get a little. I know you said not a lot of ranch, so I'm just giving it a little.
You put as much as you want on there.
Oh, now I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. You know, because it's not technically the wing challenge. So
right.
It's just enjoying just some
to
wings.
To do it.
Yeah.
We didn't even cheers. Cheers the wings.
I got the inhaling of it. I'm
like, okay. Mm. Okay.
It's a little chilly now, but ooh.
That's fine.
I'm slippery.
Starts off sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's not bad.
No, I can do that. That's not bad at all. I mean, starting a little bit, but is there any order for these?
Mm-mm.
This tastes really good.
Right. Yeah. Because I feel like.
I haven't had a chicken wing in so long.
And you're the one I know that can like clean a chicken wing like it's like your job. Like if people are like, we need a chicken wing cleaner.
Call Sammy's Sammy. Got him. I know. I remember when I did it, you're like, wow. Dude, wow. And I was like, what? You ate that whole thing.
Yeah, I felt like we were on a date.
Didn't mean to charm you with my skills, but it is what it is.
Here's your question.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you lied and what was it?
Oh, my God.
What was the lie? Yeah, when was the last time you lied and what was the
lie? I mean, I'm going to go with today.
Oh, you lied today?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, the last
time. I have kids.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, as far as that, I lie to kids all the time. I mean, today, Brant was like, I was like, I just need a minute. I was like, I need you to just take your sister, go play in the, you know, like they have a little play area. I was like, just go play over there. And he's like, why, Mom? Do you have a headache? And I was like, yes. I did not have a headache. I just, in fact, just wanted a minute.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's that, but.
Maybe like, you know, like. Older people, like adults.
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, that's not really like a. I don't keep track of my lies.
Okay. something that's coming to your mind as far as like, oh, I told him this, I can't believe it.
Nothing bad.
Besides, like, you know, you telling me you're going to do this like a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that's not most recent.
True.
I feel like I should like, look through my text message. Like, who did I lie to?
I feel like the second coming of this.
Yeah, it's like, I can feel it in the corner of my lips.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know.
Okay.
I can't put, you know, my thumb on it. Is that the saying?
You know that saying, rule of thumb?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it means? You know where it comes from? I found this out.
No, I do not.
So back in the day, whenever back in the day was, everything's mm-hmm. always back in the day.
Yeah.
You could beat your wife or your child
mm-hmm.
with any object as long as it wasn't Did bigger it leave than a your mark? Thumb.
Oh.
No, not long as it's not bigger than your thumb. So whatever, like a switch, a vine, whatever, as long as it's not bigger than your thumb, like wider than I meant.
Yeah.
It's called a rule of thumb.
That's messed up.
Right?
Oh, I feel like so many like sayings, storybooks, movies, etc., come from a very dark place.
Yeah, you know that "Ring Around the Rosie" song.
Oh, yes. Nope. What? What is that?
So, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy,
ashes,
we all fall down. No. So, you got a little.
I know. I started singing.
Excited with it. So, ring around the rosy has to do with the bubonic plague. And so the ring around the rosy is what the bubonic plague looks like on you.
What is that?
Bubonic plague.
Mm-hmm.
It was back in the day, mm-hmm. which was a Wednesday, I believe. it's like it's a plague, like the plague, the death plague, something that kills you.
Well, I know what a plague is.
Right.
I just didn't know this specific one.
So so it's a part of a bubonic plague where it kills you. Like you okay. got boils, and I think, on you. What is going on with that chicken?
Did you know it?
Oh, that's the celery. Okay, good. I'm like, I am not eating any more chicken.
I was trying so hard to get that out without.
Because you like pulled out. Dude,
it went right through the center of my two front teeth and it was all the way in the middle. And I was like, I think the only way to get this out is just pull it. I'm sorry for that.
I've never wanted you more.
Okay.
So,
sorry.
It's a plague.
Anyways, okay, fine. It's I know plague. What plagues are.
Not a good plague.
Okay.
Kills you.
Yeah, not good.
And this looks like a rosy, like a rose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, in a ring, you know, like a circle.
Yeah.
And so the plague would give you like a rosy circle.
Mm-hmm.
And as I know, you had the bubonic plague and be all over your body. So, ring around the rosy. And they would, so when you died, they put in your pockets flowers because it made you smell better, you know, yeah, when you died, okay. you know, for the dead deceased body. So the pocket full of posies, ashes, we all fall down. So meaning they then would burn you because they want to get rid of the plague. Anytime that somebody has
yeah.
the plague,
yeah.
you want to burn them and it's
get
done
rid
with.
Of everything. Yeah.
yeah, but it's a kid's song.
Oops,
oh,
sorry.
So that's you. So yeah, it's a kid's song.
Wow. Yeah, everything comes in a messed up place. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Wanna try the next one?
Yep.
All right, so that almost dry rub. I think that's the buffalo hot as fuck or something.
Oh,
something AF. Yeah.
Oh, and I grabbed a juicy one. Ooh. Ew.
I grabbed a juicy one at the club last week. No, I didn't grab anyway.
Well, you're not supposed to grab.
This is
you
true.
You have to ask. Okay.
I asked. She said no. I still did it. No.
Banned.
Right. I know.
Everything. What's it called? What are they?
I think this is the hot as fuck one.
All right.
I think.
Well, it looks like it because that sauce is thick. It's got
yeah.
that, you know,
mm-hmm.
got all the spices in there.
All right. So far, it's not hot.
Yeah. Is that like lemony? Oh. Oh.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Hmm. Well, I thought it was going to be worse.
I did, too, because the way it
came,
started.
Yeah.
It started real good. And I'm like, uh-oh. But it stopped right at that point.
My
I feel like it
Gatorade.
Might get bad, though. Because it's, like, still lingering. I'm going to go for another bite, because why not?
Yeah, because you got ranch. Mm-hmm. Might as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get some ranch, too.
Do it.
Even though I'm an adult, I'm choosing to do this. Not because I need to.
Well,
I might need to, actually.
I was like, am I supposed to just take your word for that? How do I know you're not just acting?
Right.
It came in there. It came in hot, as one would say.
If you could be invisible, what would be the first thing you would do?
Honestly, this is so stupid, man. And I have no reason for this other than I'm a girl and I'm crazy. I'd follow my husband around all day and just see what he did.
Sounds like trust issues to me.
That's why I said I have no reason to feel this way, but that's what it is. It's fine.
I think...
Watch out, Pat. If I ever get powers, coming for you.
Man. I love it.
I was holding the Gatorade in my mouth. Give it a little gargle.
I'm sweating. That's what I do when I eat stuff like that.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Carrot.
I sweat. Carrot. I sweat watching stuff like that.
Really?
Uh-huh. Okay. Here's my next one. My lips are on fire.
Same. I'm glad I don't have like chapped lips or anything, you know. Okay. I'm okay.
If you were a superhero, what would your superhero name be? And what would your powers be?
How long do I have to think about this?
Well, long enough for me to
get the next set the next going.
Oh my goodness, okay. Breathing in is fine, breathing out is what hurts.
Oh. The Invincible Mommy. Because that's what my kid calls me. I'm such a mom. I'm sorry. All the mom references. The Invincible Mommy.
Brantley calls you that?
Yeah, or Mommy the Great. I mean, he just loves me. He thinks I'm amazing, which I am. But what would my superpowers be?
To the left.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, I don't know which one these are.
Look, Spasher. My superpower? I don't know.
See how dry this napkin is?
Yeah, Pat always says that I'm like oh, you're sweating. I thought you were going to say how messy I am. Oh, you really are.
Yeah, I don't mess around.
I got nothing. No, I thought you were going to make fun of me because I wipe my finger per every touch of a wing.
Oh, no, so do I. But.
Oh, okay. Where Pat just like, he can eat wings with like two fingers and he has like very minimal mess. I'm just.
Pat's very dainty when it comes to food, huh?
Dainty. Honestly, he's just really like, he is dainty when it comes to eating. But he's just clean.
Yeah.
Okay, back to my superpowers.
Yeah, superpowers.
What would I want? What I would be able to run really fast, I think.
Okay.
And fly. Cause like,
who wouldn't want to fly?
Exactly. You can see like a whole level you would never experience. I mean,
mine would be everything that Superman has, and I'd be Superman Dan.
Oh, right? Well, chugging.
So that's why I didn't take it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Fly. Mm-hmm. Super strength.
Mm-hmm. Does he run really fast?
Superman?
Maybe I'll be Supergirl.
Well, then we'd be cousins.
Wait, what is it? Isn't there a Supergirl song? I think the Supergirl. Dude, no. I just sang like TLC, didn't I?
You make that up?
Yeah. No, there's a Supergirl song, but it's fine. Well, go on.
There's a Superwoman song. But she's not... Talking about a super, like a like the hero, like the like a real name,
because
there is no Superwoman.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what I'm talking about, so that's why it doesn't matter.
Okay, so you would fly.
Okay, yeah.
I would have strength and fly in X-ray vision.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if it's practical. Like, he couldn't see through lead. So, I mean, what was the other person? What other reason would you have to have X-ray vision?
Do it like to make sure that no one has a weapon on them to see if someone's a threat?
Well, no, it's not like you choose, like from everything that I've seen and read, is yeah. it goes down to like the bones.
Right.
And but, cardiovascular system.
But wouldn't like a gun, because it's metal, like because like metal detectors sense guns. I don't know.
Right. I don't want a metal detection superpower.
I don't. I'm just saying. I'm trying like, to beep, put. Beep, beep, beep. I'm trying to put the best thing that I know for like X-ray vision. Well, when you go and get like X-rays at the doctor, you can't wear metal. So there's got to be some sort of like.
Yeah, and that's also messed up because the doctor also goes like out of the room.
But, yeah, they're just like, you're fine. Right. Everything's fine.
They put a vest on me and they leave the room. I'm going
to go all the way over here.
Uh-huh. And you're... Yeah.
I've had so many like CAT scans and MRIs. Those are scary. I don't remember which one that is like the one that's just super loud. And you're just sitting there and you're in there for...
Oh, the...
Is it MRI or a CAT scan?
It's a CAT scan, right? Where you lay down and they...
Yeah.
You put like in a it's tube. Like,
and they do all the different noises. And then, Okay. I was having, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
When I had both of those, they were about the same time. So I didn't remember which one was which, but awful.
I have celery in my teeth.
I did. Well,
and you I can't saw. Get out. Yeah. You had a whole meal I in had, your teeth.
It's right here. Look at that. And that was like, middle. I know, you should have brought, like, flossers down here. Apparently, we need it.
You ready for the next one?
I forgot I even had it. I'm like, have one. Okay. This one's going to get a dip.
Nothing sneaking up on me yet.
I was going to say, if this is it, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. Maybe my taste buds are really like you
burnt.
You passed, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That wasn't anything.
Uh-uh. This is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it tastes good, I guess. Okay.
That's good. I like that, but...
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
What would your last meal be if you had a choice? Like, you know you're going to die... At a certain point, and gonna have a last meal. Not that you're on death row. I'm just saying.
Just to get this out of the way, it would definitely be dinner. Like it wouldn't be like breakfast, you know, not dessert, like none of those kind of things. It would be like a full dinner.
Well, thank you for getting that out of the way.
Well, I'm trying to more so like minimize things. Like, okay, so it's gonna be dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some sort of like start with sides. So some good mac and cheese.
Okay, I like that.
A nice like potato of some kind. You know,
like a redskin.
Redskins are those like thinly chopped ones, not scalloped potatoes, but those like thinly chopped ones. You get like a Julianne. Fancy, yeah. You get like a nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I like a white cream drizzle.
I'm going to have another same one because I like that one.
Yeah. Those kind of potatoes or redskins are also very good. And then I'd probably have to like have some sort of veggie, probably like zucchini or asparagus.
Or eggplant.
Or eggplant. We'll see. Maybe your eggplant will be now part of my... And then I'd have to have like a... filet lobster tail deal, something like that.
Okay.
Get a little taste of all the things I like.
Yeah, I think mine would be my like comfort food. Like it's really simple, but ever since I was a kid, my mom makes this. All it is hamburger and beans and mac and cheese.
Oh.
Like all put together. I mean, it's simple as hell, but it's comfort food to me. And
yeah.
It's just that's what I want my last every birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, what do you want for your birthday?
And it's that.
It's that.
Okay.
She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yep.
Yep. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cute, too.
I'm a cutie.
I'm my mommy.
Okay. Number five.
No, we're supposed to eat a wing first.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Caught you slipping.
Well.
Wait, did we eat all of these? What's this little guy?
Those are plain ones.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
I had to get plain for this batch here.
Oh, no. What did I do to myself? It's in a, like a Tupperware. It's all secluded.
Because I mix these.
Okay, I'm gonna have another one of these just to remind myself what taste buds Ooh. Truly are.
See, can, I don't know if you can smell it. Let me just do.
I guess it smells closer. Really. Oh, I was gonna say from over here, it smelled like just really good, but I definitely smelled the spice.
Okay, so that the side closest to you, there's a.
Oh, there's two different ones.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Oh boy. I'm gonna eat. Whew. So you made these?
The sauces. Right. Put the sauce. Did you try it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just decided I was gonna eat one of the other ones so that I can taste it in case the other ones burn my mouth off.
I don't think I should lick my fingers.
No. There's a lot going on.
Well, that was stupid. That was dumb.
What? You liked them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it that bad? What are you doing to me? Which Mm-mm. one? This one that we're about to eat?
I don't know. I
right, because
like...
you got a whole combo going on in your fingers.
Yeah, I don't.
Do I have a nails? Look at those things.
Shit.
It's like in there.
This might be the one. Hold on. I don't think that's the one we want to do.
Oh. Okay.
I think that's why I got
this one. Has like, it kind of looks like. Like some sort of Parmesan in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go with Parmesan.
Okay.
Okay, not that one? I mean, we're going to do it eventually, obviously. That okay, Dan, Jesus, you only took a little lick. What is this going to do to my whole body?
Oh, shit.
Okay, which one?
So, any of the fat boys next to you?
Choosing wisely. Someone mowing the lawn?
No, he is doing maintenance to the house.
Oh, okay.
Or, I don't know what he's
doing. It's very faint, but I'm like, what the heck is that? All right, which one are we doing, Dan?
Well, if
Daniel,
if Joy is listening right now, the ones that I just licked my finger from is the one that is the one.
I watched that video.
Oh.
And she's like, that's real hot. I remember her face. Well, my face is on. You just have to hear my voice. If I gotta go throw up, I just run over there.
Mm-hmm. My headphones are wet.
From your sweat? I love it. My nose is running, though. Okay, so I got my nose napkin, my finger napkin.
So we're doing the other one first.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. So the... Okay.
Yeah. It's called Los Calientes.
Okay. That's really good. I was scared.
Don't be scared for that one. Be scared for the next one.
Oh, but that sauce is really good.
It's a green one, like a salsa. It's like a verde one.
Verde? Mm-hmm. Okay, love. Well, okay, I got a little bit more because the other side must not have that much sauce on it, but still not bad.
Oh, yes. Remember not to scratch your eyes. Forgot to tell you that part.
I'm not even going to look at my eyes. Think about them. I don't know.
Here's your question.
I'm already mad at you, I think.
What would you do if you were the opposite sex for a month?
For a whole month?
Or a week. Let's go a week. What would you do for the opposite sex for a week?
First thing I would do is play with my penis.
Okay.
First thing.
All right.
Couple times,
okay.
I mean, guys seem to have a great time with that. So I would give it a whirl.
Okay.
I don't know. You guys are like, I would lift something that I wouldn't normally be able to lift if I was a strong man. But if I had the same similar build, that would be disappointing because I'd still be a small man that wouldn't be able to lift anything.
Keep telling me about it.
Some more napkins over here. Yeah, we might need them. But I really don't feel like I'd do much because I don't feel really limited by my feminine self of the things that I can't do. Woo, go women.
Right, I don't think it's a...
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't really... I've never...
I go to a women's locker room.
Okay. Well, would you be, if you were...
I'm like, oh, girls, let's change. It's, okay, it's shower
so you'd
time.
Still have your own, like, sense of
right, yeah,
man
yeah.
brain.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, it's shower time. Man, we worked up a sweat, ladies.
Yeah, see, but if I wanted to go into a men's locker room, and mm-hmm. I was just like, hey, guys, I want to come in here, they'd be like, okay, come on in. So I really True. Don't feel like that's something I'd relate to. But go on. What else would you do?
I would definitely be checking myself out in the mirror.
I'm a hottie.
Right? I'd take some photos.
Mm-hmm. Like, just oh. save for later when you, yeah. after a wee.
You'd be like, isn't this you? Yeah, but look at me.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, I don't think there's much I would,
I mean, if I came back as another woman, not myself, I would definitely be a stripper. For just like a week, if I could do that, like come back as like a different girl,
mm-hmm.
I'd be a stripper. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Get a bunch of money. Like, this
but
is great.
Then does the other girl get your money, or do you get to, then do you get the money?
It doesn't matter. I think the experience would be fun because okay. it wouldn't be me.
Okay.
So like, I'd be like, go girl, do your thing.
Mm-mm. I'm going to ask the question, and then we're going to take the
great.
The next one here.
Okay. Okay.
Let me see if we get a good one here.
These wings are so good, though, honestly. Oh.
There's one in here that I had just... Oh, here it is. Would you... Okay. You ready?
I don't know, Danny. Am I ready?
No.
Okay, obviously. I don't even want to look at that. Oh, that side has more sauce. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can't use ranch for this.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah. We'll take a bite and then we're... Okay. You ready?
No. You said you're going to ask a question and then...
Gotcha.
What is the question?
Would you rather win the lottery or work the perfect job and why?
Okay. Say that again.
Would you rather win the lottery
mm-hmm.
or work the perfect job and why?
Am I biting and then answering?
Yes,
okay. Okay, I went for it. Okay. Is it a sneaker? Mm-hmm. It's a sneaker. Okay. I think I'd rather work the perfect job. Because honestly, I'm young. And I think I'd get really bored. Just going on vacations all the time. But the perfect job would allow me to make lots of money. And still go on vacations and do all the things that I want.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
How am I? That's why I'm like waiting for it. I'm like,
yeah, I mean, I
it
can
should already be there.
I can definitely feel it.
Maybe you should take another bite.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared? You're the woman. Mine just came.
Okay, I just took a bite. I'm stuck in bite.
Mine just came to me.
It hit my nose first.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's hitting my nose. It's watering. Oh,
my bottom lip hurts.
Trying really hard not to touch my napkin to my nose. Okay, I'm going for ranch now.
Yeah, right here. It's gone.
Yum. Yeah. I don't like it now.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
I'm quitting.
This is your show.
Okay, I'm sweating.
Oh, I said I'm quitting.
Oh, no, I'm sweating. Like I'm sweating. It's your show. I know, I'm sweating. So you rather win the lottery or perfect job? I forgot.
Perfect job.
And why?
Because if I would have the perfect job, I would be I'd be making a really good wage. And I'd be able to get all the time off that I wanted anyways. But then when I wanted to work, I could work because I would be really bored.
Mm-hmm. It's good that we don't have video on right now.
Yeah, no. I think I'm getting better. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm using the carrot as a chapstick.
I was going to ask that, but I got nervous.
Oh, I'm watering, man. You're sweating, I'm watering.
That one snuck up.
I'm starting to get okay, though.
Yeah.
But I'm not yet. My lip.
I'd rather win the lottery.
Really? Why? Yeah.
Because.
Why?
I would still work. Ooh. And okay. I would know that I have the money.
But you'd have the perfect job.
Correct.
Okay, I think we're okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather win the lottery because I would still be able to. Because I think I have the perfect job now because I enjoy it.
Okay. So. Fair enough.
I'd do win the lottery. Still work. Because I can't not work.
Yeah.
And I would take everybody, I would pay off everyone's debt, go on vacation, but still work.
Okay.
That's my answer.
Well, we're kind of the same little deal there, but.
Yeah, except that you said that you'd rather right. have the perfect job.
It still hit me.
My lips hurt.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a carrot for chapstick, but.
I feel like I got a bubble on my nose. I don't want to do that in front of you. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll just talk to you guys. So, as she's gone, I feel like I should have had the cameras out because her face is all red and I'm sweating. I look like a sweaty pile of sweaty mess here. And I think... Oh, man. How you feeling?
Good. I'm all right. but I had to, like...
So, when you first put that on the wings, it's a lot worse than we just had it, because Joy and I were dead.
Dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't look fun. Uh-oh. I mean, that wasn't fun, but... Mm-mm. I'm like cold and hot at the same time.
That's what we were saying.
Really?
We were, yeah, we were.
I'm like freezing now, but like.
Yeah, because we had the windows open.
Uh huh.
And it was a nice cool breeze coming in. It was earlier in the year, and it was a nice cool breeze coming in. But we were sweating and pouring. I'm like, have you ever been hot and cold at the same time? She's like, for real.
Yeah, my arms. I'm cold. But...
Oh. So that was. I think I'll just do one more. Let's have one more quick question down here. I have a bunch of them, but I just want to make sure I get a good one here.
I feel like I wasn't that interesting on this segment, but...
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I don't know. What motivates you to work hard?
I don't feel like I work hard anymore.
Oh, no.
I mean, what motivates you to be a good
mommy?
Okay.
Besides your kids and all
that. Yeah, I mean, I don't work... often at like a job anymore, but I was really a hard worker when I did work. But I like working. So when I was working, it was basically just to work, make money. I liked it. I like being busy. I think I'm pretty good at the jobs that I've done, and I like feeling like I'm good at what I do. So now that I don't work, it's the same feeling, but this time it's with raising kids, so it's a little more, you know, important.
Right, for sure.
And I'm raising humans, and I really want them to be happy, healthy, nice people. And so I treat them like they are people, not
like
just
people.
Yes, not just, you know, my kids. I treat them like people, like I want to be treated. There's our bad days, you know, where I'm going crazy, but. That's my goal. That's what motivates me, is to make better people that are around than what are around right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think you were great on this segment.
Thank you.
Yeah. And do you have anything you want to plug? Anything you want to shout out? Anything?
No.
Okay, cool. So I want to thank all of you out there for listening once again. I don't know if you heard my podcast where I have... people out in New Zealand and Australia listening. And
no.
Yeah.
How did I miss that one?
I don't know.
But... Was it a recent one? I went on like a little like a...
Hiatus?
Yeah. No. Little spree of watching all your, you know, podcasts that I missed and stuff. So. Okay.
You should listen to them because...
No, they're... I did.
Oh, you said watching, so I don't know.
No. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I don't know how you watch the audio. So...
I was looking at my phone while I did it.
Okay, I'll go with that. That makes sense.
But
yeah, no, I did one where I shot it out where all these different people were that were listening.
Uh-huh.
So it's like England, Spain.
Australia. Nice.
Yeah. And the second biggest one besides the United States was Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was nice, I guess.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Are these people you knew previously? Like,
I know.
Met them, like, along the way?
I know a couple people in Australia.
Okay.
But to have the percentage that I have
for the
listenership.
Yeah.
It has to be more than the three or four people that I know.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good making your way.
And you know where my biggest state is for people listening to me in the United States?
I feel like, okay, I have two guesses.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Florida.
Okay.
And my other would be Arizona.
Okay.
Okay, is it one of those?
It is not.
Okay.
I think Florida was third.
All right.
The biggest one, it's not Michigan either.
Yeah, well, I figured it wasn't. Too easy. It couldn't be that because if it was, you wouldn't ask this question.
Washington, Seattle, Washington. Hmm. Specifically, Seattle, Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any rhyme, reason why that's just what's happening?
I don't know anybody out in Seattle, Washington.
Interesting.
Yeah, so shout out to Seattle. You know,
Seattle, thanks for listening.
Right?
This is great.
Yeah. So Seattle, shout out, and Australia, shout out.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
I like this. Yeah. Making our way
downtown.
Walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
Either way, appreciate you guys for listening. Once again, I will see you guys, or listen to you guys. You'll see me, listen to me, whatever it is, however you work your audio stuff. I will talk to you guys next week. And
thanks for having me. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I apologize that it's a little bit loud in the background, but I want to thank each and every one of you for listening once again. Every week I keep checking my listenership, if that's a word, if that's a thing, and it keeps going up, so I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys listening to me about why I started this podcast, and the rant I had with that. I appreciate you guys listening to my Texas story, and I want to thank Sammy for, coming on and helping me with the wings. Eating those wings, some of them were pretty hot, not all of them, and I'm glad I finally gave her my eggplant. And what else did we do today? We also talked about, selfie sticks. No one uses them. Get it away. And my little cousin wanted to set me up. Oh, and she also thinks that I won't come out to California to visit her unless it's for that one girl. Let me just let you know, I will come out to visit you in California regardless. If that girl is out there, and regardless if it works out with that girl out there, so you're my family. I love you, and I will come visit you whenever. But I have to be probably in like November, December, because that's when wedding season slows down for me out here. That's probably the best time. But yeah, you get the point. Once again, thank you everybody for listening. I appreciate it, and I will see or listen, hear you next week. I'll talk to you guys later. All right. Bye. It's morning vibes with